I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. If we're fortunate, we live long enough to share our adulthoods with our parents. Indeed, one of the joys of aging is having the opportunity to connect with parents when we're all adults, when the challenging dynamics of childhood are in our rearview mirrors. Yet with this privilege comes the keen awareness that someday we may have to become our parents' caregivers, rather than the reverse which defined our lives for decades. The poet Robert Frost wrote, "The afternoon knows what the morning never suspected." Fortunately, many of us regard this as a true honor, as we hear from Donna Perry.
I arrive at the parking lot across from the brick building. 100 years ago, the mill produced useful commodities. Today it houses the elderly. I am here to take care of a couple married 64 years. Inside the apartment, he is on the couch. She is slumped in her powerlift chair. I do a quick nursing assessment. How's your appetite? Did you sleep? I look at her extremities for the fluid buildup that plagues someone with a failing heart. I fix them a snack, tidy up the bedroom, pick up wrappers from the hard candy she consumes. I offer to walk her to the bathroom. It takes the count of three and a Hail Mary to get her up, but she manages to use her walker to reach her destination. As I assist her, we engage in small talk. When we get back to the living room, I ask how she's feeling. That's a loaded question. She has lost half her siblings, her cognition is failing, her eyesight is poor. She cannot walk without assistance. Today she tells me she feels great. Other times she has said, "I don't know how long I can go on like this." I want to comfort her. I want to offer hope, but I know the cycles of the disease process. My mind shifts to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Her physical needs are met. She is safe. She has a sense of belonging, as evidenced by a doting husband. I wonder if she has felt self-actualized, self-fulfilled. I wonder if she finds meaning in her life. Her bedroom is a devotion to Mother Mary. Her living room is a devotion to her children. Motherhood, that is where she found meaning in her life. "You have obviously been a great wife," I tell her, "and you are certainly a wonderful mother." At this, she smiles but says nothing. I gather my things. I bend down to give her a hug. I kiss her on the cheek. "I love you, Ma." I say goodbye to my father. "Good night. Thanks for coming. God bless." "I am already blessed," I say to myself. I believe in compassionate caregiving. I believe in visiting the sick and caring for the elderly. But most of all, I believe that caring for parents is the best way to say, "You matter. Life matters."
Donna Perry is a registered nurse who hails from nearby Massachusetts. Her mother passed away earlier this year. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.